Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Yes.
Population double threat on this show. Two of our favorite comedians. Are you both comedians?
Oh, we're both comedians.
Both comedians.
Yes.
John and Kate. Kate, John.
Kate Berlant, John Early. You guys.
Although I want to reverse it. I don't know why I want it to be Kate Early and John Berlant. I think
you can do that. That actually sounds great.
That almost sounds better. I don't know why, but I like what you guys have.
Kate Early. Love John Berlant.
John
Berlant is huge.
Have you run it? Like, to me, John Berlant is someone who wrote a paper about the industry, and it's like, have you read the Berlant papers?
Yeah.
The John Berlant. I don't know why Kate.
This could be our version of Call Me By Your Name. Kate Early, John Berlant.
Call Me By Your Last Name.
Call Me By Your Last Name.
That's really what it becomes. I will get into this later as we talk about projects that you've done that we love, but I just watched both of your characters.
Thank you.
Episodes on.
Phenomenal.
On
she
the
thanked
old
you
Netflix.
Before you gave your judgment on it. That's how confident
well,
she was.
Off screen, he did say
he did say he loved them. Yes.
Off book, which I'm never off book, but in our conversations, I was off book. First time I was in just a regular conversation. Cool. And I love them both so much, just what you guys created. First of all,
run, don't walk to your nearest Netflix theater. Watch them.
They are truly wonderful. And I mean, they sort of, in my opinion, are a culmination of all the stuff that you guys have been doing over the last couple of years. And I love seeing both of you in each other's.
Yes.
That was so fun. I was like, of course that was going to happen. But I don't know, just brilliant and beautiful and sort of very evolved character stuff. And I just, did you guys have a hand in saying, I want this to be the way that it is. I want this story to end right here and then come back later?
Completely. Yeah. That was like, I think the only sort of rule of the entire series was just like, do whatever you want. Like,
I love it.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
But just beautiful, and we'll talk more about it later. I've already spoken too much about it.
Hey,
I love the beginning. Praise.
Honestly, go on, please.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you guys are perfect for this because we encounter in this world as we have all Dan Van Kirk. Welcome, dude.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, buddy.
We encounter some of the craziest and worst people and just craziest characters that exist as real people in our country. And to have you guys here, because I do believe that you guys
understand characters.
And certainly terrible people in your characters, terrible and wonderful people. We're going to be able to dig into this, and I know we have stories.
Oh,
and Dan, let's jump in.
I think one of the fun things, like having you guys on too, is when we're doing a character, you're always like, what is this person all about? Mm-hmm. Like, what is like the thing that they keep getting, the nail that they keep getting hung up on?
What and drives her?
When we do these
him.
Stories, to me, that's supposed like, what put this person in the scenario?
We try and understand it.
You want to do one?
Yeah.
Before we do, I just want to mention this Friday, this drops on Tuesday, and then this Friday is the release of our first mini-sode.
Yeah, guys, look out for that.
So look out for that. We're starting to do
Kyle Ayers.
Yeah.
Will be super funny.
We air the Ayers papers.
Ooh.
All right, this was sent in by JB at Don't Step on a Duck. Mm-hmm. Just a good rule for life. And why be rude to a duck?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's a farting reference.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, don't try to be kind about that, too.
My dad used to always say, like, when he would fart as he was, like, reading the newspaper, he'd go, did you just step on a barking frog?
Barking spider was our...
Did you step on a barking frog?
Did you step on a barking frog?
Yeah, Dad, I did.
A West Virginia man... charged with torching a strip club. He's already... you're going to find out how much of a dick he is.
Place was lit.
Told police that... Jason, sorry.
Sorry.
Told police that he set the blaze because he did not want his girlfriend to continue working at the establishment.
That is one way to keep that from happening.
Yeah, you're also... because you're a dick, dude. How about you communicate with the person that you're dating and you're like, I'll just burn it down.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a picture of this guy. And when you look at him, you'll be like, yeah, that guy sets fires.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. He is the fire starter.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's been modified. There's no way that hasn't been.
Is that a wig? I mean, you guys have definitely worked some great wigs before, but
that's the guy at Comic-Con who someone goes, he's been standing over there for too long.
Yeah.
That is who I fear most on earth.
Yeah. That guy?
No, absolutely. Why is that guy? If I were profiling.
That's the face of like that's all the face mass of like, shootings.
Yeah, yeah. It's the face of the mass shooter.
I would walk up to him if I ever worked at any establishment and I'd be like, how you doing over here? Mm-hmm. That'd be my, and from a distance.
No, Dan, you would say, how are we doing over here?
How are we doing over here?
How are
everything good?
Doing?
He hasn't even answered yet, and I'm third and fourth. Everything good? You doing all right? How are we doing here?
Yeah. So he started dating a stripper, so part of him has to understand that this is what she did. She was like an accountant and became a stripper.
You don't burn down their. You talk to somebody and be like, I don't know if this worked. You're allowed
this
to do whatever you want.
This wasn't the woman he
life.
Started dating, perhaps. That's all I'm matter. Saying. Am I wrong to say that? And
he's a
entitled.
Dumb person. According to police, ready for this name? Mm-hmm. He was born for greatness, guys. Creo Chance Bishop. That's okay. His full. C R E I O. Is that Creo?
Chance. Please don't come after me.
I know.
Chance the Bishop.
He won't. He's very passive aggressive. I guess he's aggressively passive about the way he deals with things, right? If you're setting a door to a strip club on fire. He yesterday attempted
Wait,
to burn down
the door on fire?
Guys, I don't always read these super well in details. He attempted to burn down JB's Gentleman Club in Huntington. Mm-hmm. For people who are playing along, the person who sent this in is JB at Don't Step on a Duck.
So this could be his strip club.
And he was like, oh, I have my own dumb person. He never says that. He didn't tell me anything in the tweet.
Yeah.
The 3:30 a.m. fire damaged the club's front door, air conditioner, and surveillance camera, siding, and exterior wall. Investigators allege that Bishop watched the fire burn from across the street and even yelled at a passerby to mind his own business when the witness attempted to be dialing 911. So the guy goes across the street
to watch it go.
That's got
to
be
that
a thing.
I get.
That you get. You want to see your work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your handiwork.
Yeah. I was a pyro.
Were you really?
When I was younger. Not like never to a really dangerous point.
You like burn
but
a cup.
I would set fires. Oh, I just remembered. I had a big trick in college. I would start small fires at parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in the house?
So, okay, so here's all my pyros out there. Coffee Mate is flammable.
Oh.
So I would go ahead and buy some powdered coffee, Mate. Mm-hmm. And what you do is it's an expert thing. You drizzle it through your hand, then you have a lighter underneath it, and whoosh.
You're like an amateur magician. Yeah,
yeah. And so I would go, like at a party in Brooklyn where I was living, mm-hmm. I would go out on the balcony or the roof and then set fireballs off from the roof.
For like an audience?
Yeah, and the party below would go, whoa.
I love this.
And then I also did it in the stairwell at my dorm because similarly the shaft of the stairwell.
But what? How long does the fireball
They can get
last?
Pretty... I mean, it's brief. It's like whoosh, and then it's gone.
What how did long? You hope to, after you perform
Get a
that?
Boyfriend.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay. Because dudes love two things.
Yeah.
Chicks that can
magicians
burn,
and chicks that can burn stuff down.
Yeah.
I love work. This, Kate.
Yeah. My house burned down when I was
it's
8
true.
Years old.
This is true.
My house
really?
Burned down Christmas night.
Did someone try and burn a barking frog?
No.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, we'll never know, but no, it was an electrical Horror. Fire.
Wow.
On Christmas, and normally the...
Was it the tree?
No, but that's so common.
Isn't that so scary?
But it wasn't the tree.
So your house burned down
on... So Christmas Eve into Christmas or Christmas
Everyone's
night?
Everyone's fine.
Honey,
no
I
one
already
was
got
hurt.
My presents. It was Christmas night, okay. And they're all gone now.
Yeah.
Whoa! Where was everybody asleep?
Honey, I already got
my
present.
Yeah, my
mom... You're like, my whole family died.
Yeah, yeah. It's
but
just
I
me
got
now.
My presents.
By the way, Honey, I Already Got My Presents was the movie that Rick Moranis wanted to make. And maybe that's the thing that drove him out for so many years. Johnny, that is crazy that your own house, that's
Dude,
terrible.
So you got like woken up and like, get out? Everybody run away?
My dad, my sister and my mom were out of town, thank God. Like mm-hmm. we opened presents and then they went to go see my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And then my dad and I stayed back. I went to bed and then, he woke me up at like 2 a.m. and was like.
We gotta go.
Well, and he also like, he didn't even say anything. He just like. Got me out of bed and put, and I wasn't wearing underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
understand.
Okay.
Yeah, and fine. That's why you're gay. That was the first.
Yeah. That turned you.
Yes, that moment.
I'm not even gonna make a flaming joke
when there's fire. Yeah.
Below the knee. It has to be below the
below
knee.
Below the knee.
I miss wearing night shirts.
I wear night shirts, like, as you know, constantly.
You're still rocking the night shirt game?
Yeah.
My kids do. Were you wearing like one of those night cap? Like, to me, the night cap with the ball on it.
I was wearing a night shirt, no underwear. And then he like, he picked me up and like put my head under his bathrobe because there was smoke.
Yes.
And we like ran out. Oh, and then he like,
that's an unbelievable
thing. It's amazing.
That's
and then he knocked on our neighbor's door because it was an electrical fire. The phones weren't working. And then he was like, please call 911. Our house is burning down. And then I had this terrible fear of being kidnapped for like the next year.
It's so sad.
But I was like, and I never put two and two together, obviously, because I was eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just had this like paralyzing fear of being kidnapped by, literally, I would have dreams where I was being kidnapped by members of my family.
Wow.
Well, because when you got scooped up and ran out, you were still waking up and processing what was happening.
You were
so
being
the trauma
from bed.
Yeah.
Have you woken up very quickly recently?
Yes.
Just like literally, alarm goes off or for whatever reason, and you get up really quickly.
Yeah.
That to me, I guess the older I get, the more I am disoriented longer.
Totally.
Like it'll be like 20 minutes, and I'm like, where am I? What am I doing right now?
Yeah.
I was realizing this. I get so scared. Like. Well, like the other night, because it's raining in Los Angeles here, which is very unusual.
Very strange.
I woke up to the sound of rain on the skylight in my bathroom, not to brag.
Sure.
So you were on your bathroom floor passed out.
Right.
Okay. Not to brag. Lighting several
but
fires.
But I woke up
in
and I was
pool
like,
of my own vomit, not to brag.
To the sound of the pitter pattering.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got out of bed. I like rose and like tiptoed and I was like, it's an animal. It's like, it has to be an animal in my attic.
Raccoons.
But then I was like, what the fuck? And it was rain.
Yeah.
So you know you've been having a drought.
Yeah.
When you hear rain and you think they're home invasion.
Yeah, somebody's coming for me.
Yeah.
If you've ever gotten out of bed, you might be in a drought. I sleep with the windows open, and I heard a bird in the morning. Yep. I like to pretend like our whole house is a sleeping porch.
Mm.
And I heard a bird in the morning, like just making a bunch of noise. And I was like, half awake, I said, please turn that cell phone off.
Really?
You knew you were saying it. All right, so this guy watches a strip club door burn from a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, and then yells at a person walking by who calls 911. So imagine that. He's
mind
like,
your own damn
he's like,
business.
No, let it go. This is not your fight.
It's supposed to be happening.
Sir, there's a fire. I'm calling. It ain't for you, though. Like, he's yelling at a person trying to do good.
I imagine that he's like in the doorway of like a Cricket wireless. And he's yelling at people, right?
Totally.
I mean, that's normal for a Cricket wireless.
Yeah, he works there, or used to work there. Investigators allege that Creo Chance Bishop, CCB, if you're nasty, watched the fire burn from across the street and even yelled at the pastor. He was then subsequently apprehended in the parking lot of the Walmart across from the strip club. He never left the Walmart.
He watched it.
If you have created a crime scene and responders are called to that crime scene and you're there, leave. Yeah.
We're not telling people to do crime.
No, but if you
do, get out.
I'd say if you wait in a Walmart parking lot long enough, you're going to get caught for something.
Because a lot of stuff
I actually think that's the way to not get caught is to stay close by.
What's going on?
That's the way you
Cup
do
of coffee.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Go try to help. Go up to the cop. What's going on here, buddy?
Is there anything I can do?
They say in a lot of arsons, my cousin's a fireman, but they say in a lot of arsons that the person who did it is almost always there.
Ooh.
Because
they
want to
see
it burn, and then they want to see the guys try to put it out.
I know this wasn't in the movie Backdraft, but I just, in my brain, assume that Donald Sutherland is around every fire, and he's like, what's going on here? With
he's
like
so
a
good.
Toothpick in his mouth.
I never saw Backdraft.
I've also never seen
We're
Backdraft.
We're very young.
You guys are
just
young.
Turned 16.
It's still available.
But I do love Donald Sutherland.
It's okay. It's available on Laserdisc.
I accidentally bought Laserdiscs. Okay. Cue the gifts.
All right.
Pew, pew. I accidentally bought laser discs in high school thinking they were records.
Oh, me too. I bought.
I was like, Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Okay.
This thing looks
And then put
that
it on the record player
dope.
And ruined the needle and the disc.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I won't sidetrail this too much, but since it was mentioned, did anybody watch Donald Sutherland on 60 Minutes?
No.
Oh. It is amazing.
Recent?
He talks so vulnerably and openly about his career and his life and how it's hard to go through life as an unattractive person, is what he says.
But he's
and
so
I
hot.
Agree. He said when he was a young boy, he went in and told his, he asked his mother, he goes, "Mother, am I ugly?" And she looked at him and walked out of the room. And he ran to his bedroom and cried his eyes out.
And that'll...
What, you know, a what, bitch.
That, no, that's she did not say no.
It's good restraint.
That interview is so amazing. Yes. I just I don't want to sidetrack to it, but everybody should go watch it. And
we see his ass in Animal House.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. He gets
Donald
that cereal.
When he when he starts dating, what's his name?
You guys got to get on Laserdisc.
24,
Laser
right? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about 24. Yes.
Talking about 48.
I don't know a lot.
That's Kiefer. That's Kiefer. That's his son.
Here's my Kiefer.
Donald's of course, dad. Apologies to the group.
Here's my question. We're back to the story. You got a strip club across the street from Walmart. Which, you're from the South, which came first? Did the Walmart go up around the strip club thinking like we could get some of this business? Or did the strip club go up just so that dudes had something to do while their wives were at Walmart?
It is the latter.
Right?
The Walmart. Wait. No, I'm confused.
Yeah, the Walmart came
the
after.
Walmart came
up after the strip club.
Interesting. Yeah, I think the Walmart came after the strip club. Yeah.
It's like the Staples Center comes downtown, and then all these restaurants kind of come around
it. The bistros
fall. Yeah, it's like, oh, we're now going to build this whole village around this whole area that's right here. Strip club came up and is like, well, there are people coming by here. We might as well. They need, like,
they're going to need toilet paper.
Yeah.
They're going to need golf balls. Just put in the old
Walmart. They're going to need...
They're going to need a place to watch the strip club burn from.
They're going to need lighter fluid, and they're going to need sunglasses.
No injuries occurred in the fire, which did minimal damage to the strip club's exterior, so Chance Bishop can't even get that right. Look, so he can't communicate, and he can't burn anything.
Let me say this. If you own a strip club, you know the mental state of most of the people working there. From the top down, you know there will be people connected to those people who are there who may try and... Will you try and build the strip club to understand that this will probably be, someone's going to try and burn this place down?
Eventually.
Do you,
you
sort of factor that in as you're building a strip club?
You get all
Did
your
that happen in The Sopranos?
The Bada Bing.
I haven't seen it yet.
The Bada Bing.
Sopranos.
I don't think so.
And I'm about to.
Sopranos?
It's you call really it Sopranos?
Oh my God. You don't call it Sopranos.
Did I say Sopranos?
Sopranos.
No, you just now you,
you
did.
Just did.
But originally?
I don't think so.
Sopranos.
He said Sopranos.
We'll run it back.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah, we'll run it back.
Run it back.
Upon his arrest, Bishop reportedly revealed that a personal motive for the blaze was he wanted it to force the closure of JB's as a way of keeping his girlfriend, Michaela, from continuing to perform there.
It's the only strip club in town.
Michaela, you don't need this jerk. After being detained, Bishop, quote, excitedly stated that he was tired of his girlfriend working at JB's, so he set it on fire. That's twice they've mentioned in the article, which means I think he also wanted to get caught because he wouldn't leave Walmart and then wouldn't shut up about it. Like, we get it, man. You set it on fire.
Well, it's already it's fundamentally a very dramatic move. Like, it's very theatrical. It's not so. So, of course, he stuck around.
Of course.
I don't think it really came from a real.
He also thinks he's right.
Practical place.
He thinks he's right.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm keeping her from doing this, guys. Right? Who's got my back here?
You know who I don't like in this story? Jim Reed. Jim Reed, the club's manager, told WSAZ, a reporter for them,
Home of the Buzzard,
that if the guy makes bail, that'd be Bishop, he could not risk we're keeping Michaela as a dancer because he might do this again and it could be worse next time. Don't punish her because she has an idiot boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
How did he punish her?
He's saying he's going to like let her go.
She can't dance there anymore because
it's
a liability.
Bishop comes back and tries to set on fire again? I'm like, can we not cater to people?
You just rewarded the guy. You rewarded that he won.
Yeah, I'd be like, screw off. We're going to build this out of brick and you're never going to burn it down.
She's never going to not be dancing.
As Gail's girlfriend said on the Golden Globes, time's up.
Yeah, yes.
Time is up for that behavior.
Yeah. Charged with second-degree arson.
That's the way I refer to her.
Bishop is being held in lieu of a $10,000 bail.
So he only has to come up with $1,000? Isn't it 10% of that?
If you get a bail bondsman.
Okay.
I wouldn't give it to him, though. I would say, no, just go in. You're a jerk. And
he's a threat to society, and he scares Kate very much.
Yeah.
This is the terrified. Face.
Like,
wish him the best.
Face of death. I mean, she likes him. Do not come anywhere near her.
Yeah.
No. Not on my watch. All right, that's story one, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. I'm a little terrified by that behavior.
Don't be. Wait till you hear story two. It's all going to be fun and laughs.
What's story two? Give me a tease. Something tiny.
I could read you the headline.
Yeah. Yes. Let's hear it.
Woman gets engaged to 90-year-old chandelier.
I'm in. I'm so in.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think I've seen this. Yeah. Okay. I love objectum sexualis.
There you go.
Yes, that's what it is. We're going to hear all about it.
I can't wait.
I get it.
Well, let's take a break. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's
take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll hear
where
about this.
Where are we going to go?
We're just, well, that's
Pasta
the magic.
Corner?
The magic of pasta.
Sugarfish?
Sugarfish.
I all saw right. a Parmesan wheel up front.
We really? Used to grate off of it. Let's grate it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more Dump People Town right after this.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show.
Wasn't that great,
whoa,
you guys?
That was fun. That was,
we did so much. I'm so full.
No, don't eat on. Don't eat on the mic.
Don't chew on mic.
I wanted to tell the two of you, I think it's from 555, the so simple, perfect scene of, I believe you guys are like laying in a bed trying to exchange phone numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's
that is
to give
perfect.
Me the number Kate, of a Molly dealer.
That, what you're playing that out is phenomenal. Like, it's one of those things where you're like, this is so simply done and so good. I loved that show. I love what you guys did with it. Yeah.
Still available for download
on Vimeo.com. There you go. /555.
Spelled out, not the numbers. It's $3.99. Look at that. Do it, everybody.
Yeah.
It's great. Sketch show.
When
you
guys put together a sketch like that, is that one of those things where you're just like, what if we just play out this beat and see where that goes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out of an improv.
And that was improvised.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Most of that series is improvised.
Yes.
Nice.
That's so fun.
Is that how you guys write? Just or do somebody come with
we now
an idea?
Write.
We now properly write and right. we are loving it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, someone comes with the germ of an idea and then you both start riffing, or you're like,
We wrote the idea.
Yeah.
Or like we'll be like, oh, this is gonna be funny, and then we'll just like riff. Yeah. But yeah, 555, we could have been more scripted.
Oh, honey. Yeah. We really definitely could have, but it was, that was the goal originally, was for it to be an improvised series.
Yeah.
But I think we realized while we were doing it, we're like, it would have helped. So nail some stuff down.
And
I think
that it's great. Thought, the crazy out. Thing is that thought was improvised.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It could have helped, came out of an improv.
Are you guys want to do a second story?
This is heavily scripted.
This show that we're doing right now, we're all, thank you guys for taking the scripts, internalizing them, making them.
Thank you guys for being there at the table read, which again was not required.
To do an episode.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, ready?
Yeah.
Sent in by Mark Dunlap, at Mark Dunlap, M-A-R-C, like the fashion designer.
Mark.
D-U-N-L-A-P.
Mark.
A British woman plans to marry a chandelier she bought online and admits she's hooked on, quote, kisses and cuddles with the dusty antique. Amanda.
Is that objectification? And does this count as online dating?
Yes.
Like,
that's how they met.
As she walked. Like,
that's
what happened
how they
in
met.
The olden days when you walked into an antique store, saw a chandelier that you loved, and then married it?
Yeah.
Like, now you got to look online. It's like,
how big
first
is
of all, the
thing?
Chandelier makes it seem like it's much bigger online, and then you get it, and you're like, it's really?
Amanda Liberty, that's her name.
No, it's
isn't fazed by
it's
the whopping
not.
57-year-old age gap between her and the tarnished light fitting.
That's so sweet.
Who she's dubbed Lumineer.
Oh.
Yes.
I hate the
Oh, Lumineers. No, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Lumiere.
Lumiere.
Okay. Lumiere.
Oh. So she actually thinks
medication?
Yes.
Yeah, this is extra.
Lumiere.
Speaking
symptoms range, yeah.
Ask your doctor.
If Lumiere is right for you. Speaking of her wife to be, she spent money shipping.
Now I'm on board.
Yeah. Yep. Shipping over from Europe in 2016, the chandelier, and as soon as she saw Lumiere on eBay, I knew immediately that she was the one for me, and it was love at first sight.
This Lumiere is the name
sweet.
Of the candle
I know.
In Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. Sometimes in Dumb People Town, we're just glorifying our characters, and today we're meeting a great one. I'm going to ask you guys, how much money do you think she spent on Lumiere?
$5,700.
$5,700. You didn't even
that's
even flinch.
Guess.
Okay.
$5,700.
You have a chance. John, you can pick any place you want to go. You can go last. You can go in between.
You can make us guess
first
if you
whatever
want
you want to do.
I'm going to guess now.
Okay.
Of course you are.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
$197.
Oh, okay.
What?
And you said $5,700.
I'm going to show you guys a picture. If you want to change, Kate, you can. I want everybody to be fair.
Okay.
Look at her.
Aww,
loving
her.
Her.
She's cute.
Her chandelier.
I like her glasses.
Like Patricia Clarkson plays her in the movie.
She's one of my new favorite characters in Dumb People Town. You guys are going to find out why soon. Do you want to change your guess at all? Or does that still look possibly like a 50?
$1,500
from Kate.
Okay.
$197?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Jason or Randy?
I'm going to say $750.
$750.
$750.
And that was exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, wow. That's not
you
true.
Can stick
Come
with
on.
It if you want.
I'm going to really make this hard on myself and say 749.
Okay, here we go.
But you don't have to go over. I mean, I'm just...
In order to buy the chandelier off eBay and have it shipped to her...
Oh, yeah. I wasn't including shipping.
Yo, you were including
shipping. Mm-hmm. Do you want to bump yours up a little?
Including shipping.
Yes.
Yeah. What, you got it from London?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$450.
Okay. $450. All right, good. So the shipping more than the chandelier.
One of you in this room is within $50 of what she spent.
Ooh. Why did
she spent $500.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at that shipping cost.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You better work.
She was based in Germany, and although I knew it would be tricky to get her home, I knew I needed to find a way to make her mine.
Is it bad?
I feel like Casey Kasem reading a letter.
Whoa. To make her mine. Wait, to make her mine.
Did he die?
Coming in at number 4.
I think he died. Yeah.
Coming in at number 4, it's Wind Beneath My Wings.
To make her die. Really, I think he disappeared after 9/11. I mean, you know, he's
literally
he's
disappeared.
Arabic.
Yeah, passed away. There was a long battle with his estate and his wife.
The estate battle with his children was terrible. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Someone, they all fought
and they
over
read it. They read the letter, and it was like, coming in at number 1, getting a bulk of my estate. Quote, I couldn't stop thinking about her and how beautiful she was, says Amanda Liberty. She's such a beautiful shape, and I could feel really amazing energy coming from her.
It's great. Amanda Liberty does sound like a drag queen, like a yes. good drag queen name.
Oh, great absolutely. One.
Like maybe all like dressed like the Statue of Liberty or in singing patriotic stuff.
I would have called, and we have a friend, Suzanne Weber, who went did poetry and comedy under the name Anita Liberty. But if Anita Liberty was a drag, like you just sang Anita Baker songs.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I have an announcement. I think I saw this article, and I think her last name is Liberty because she married the Statue of Liberty.
Here we go.
Oh,
we're going to get into it.
Oh.
After winning the online auction for Lumiere, you guys just acted like a Maury audience.
Yeah. Oh!
Like someone just revealed the Amanda, contents of the manila envelope.
You are not the father.
Liberty patiently waited for her to turn up at her Leeds home, turning to her other chandeliers. Do you guys want to guess how many chandeliers she has?
Four.
Four from Kate? Anybody else?
That's some Salt Lake
if she
City
had,
shit.
Turning to her other chandeliers, it's got to be at least seven.
Seven?
She's got, you said four?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's got 10.
10 from Randy?
22.
22? Turning to her 24 other chandeliers.
God!
It's two for
John,
two.
You're a wizard.
Thank you.
You're a wizard.
Lord.
Listen to this. Turning to her 24 other chandeliers who she claims she was in a, quote, open relationship with before meeting Lumiere.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. That is a baby. Baby, you don't understand. It was open. No, it's all you
that
now.
Is a lighting orgy.
Anytime someone comes to another person and says, would you be into having an open relationship and they've already been having others, that person's involved with someone else.
You're trying to sell that to your partner.
You're post-selling a pre-sale thing.
Yes. She said, after buying the chandelier, I patiently waited for her to be imported to the UK, and after 6 days of waiting, she was finally in my arms. She has been disassembled for her own safety, but once I put all her pieces together and she settled into her new home, our relationship just went from strength to strength. I've never heard that expression in my life.
Neither.
We're going strength to strength.
Strength to strength.
We're going strength to strength.
By the way, that is how Angela Bassett lives her life.
Oh, hell yeah.
Strength to strength.
A friend of mine actually named her Lumiere because of the film Beauty and the Beast. I have an issue with that because Lumiere
was a male character.
I know, and I'm not trying to like gender assign anything.
Candle.
I've been told I look like the candle.
What?
You look at the candle and
Beauty and the Beast.
You
wait
can
a minute.
You
that
don't.
Was actually really
yeah,
good.
When you. In your...
Yeah. You can't see what she's doing right now, but your head is literally on fire. That's unbelievable.
Uh-huh. The Beauty and the Beast, where this candlestick comes alive. Last Valentine's Day, I proposed to her to signify our long-lasting love. Mm-hmm. I hope at some point we will have a commitment ceremony. I haven't been engaged before, so it's new and exciting. So she's
bumping it up a notch.
Yeah.
Perhaps due to Lumiere's age, Amanda doesn't take her to bed every night, preferring to snuggle up with another of her fancy light shades called Jewel under the covers.
Not
poor
former
Jewel,
homeless
honestly.
Singer.
Do you think if you took this woman to Lamps Plus, her head would explode?
Is that
for
Jewel?
The article, she got into bed with Jewel and showed how they cuddled to sleep at night.
Wow. I see nothing wrong with what's going on right now.
Hey, we just love her. I love
a victimless crime, as far as I'm concerned.
There's no crime.
Yeah. I feel like also it's like, oh, maybe she's intensely psychic and like the spirits of the people who had the chandelier. Yeah.
What
in
if?
Their homes
they're like horcruxes. She's got horcruxes in her house.
Yeah. She is like looking at life through the dimension of some object that had been in other people's lives. All right.
Huh. Liberty said, none of my chandeliers are jealous of each other. They understand that I love them all for different personalities.
She sounds very controlling.
I will say this, a chandelier don't talk back.
She said, for example, I love kissing and cuddling Lumiere, but I sleep with Jewel every night as she is portable and very nice to cuddle. Mm. I've always loved the look of chandeliers, and when I saw my first chandelier, Luna, it was love at first sight. You can't control who you fall in love with, and things just went from there. Kudos to her. I spend my spare time restoring old and broken chandeliers from their former glory, which I really enjoy, as I can tell they enjoy the attention that they receive. My dream job would be to work in public buildings such as Buckingham Palace, looking after the grand chandeliers that they have there. I don't know if that's good because...
Keep dreaming, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly. Old and broken are two words I'd use to describe you.
No. Yes.
Oh, I'm kidding. I love this.
But, at Sklar Brothers.
No.
Oh, come on.
There's only one of us.
But it hasn't always been a light touch that Liberty has craved. As an, and you called this, Kate, objectum sexual, someone who is sexually attracted to inanimate objects, all sorts of bits and bobs have caught her eye. Her first relationship was with a drum kit when she was just 14.
You get that.
Yeah. Following along at home, John is now on board. But
that
she
was
grew
the
older.
First time he perked up.
Her taste developed, and she soon had her eyes on bigger sights. Liberty fell in love with the Statue of Liberty, who she affectionately calls Libby, and has traveled to the U.S. six times to gaze longingly at the 305-foot tall monument. In 2010, she changed her surname by deed poll to Liberty to show her commitment to the 142-year-old statue. On this, Kate Berlant.
There's a great, you can YouTube, there's a BBC series on
about
sexuality.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. And there's one woman, she's in love with the Eiffel Tower, and the camera crews follow her to the Eiffel Tower, and she like takes off her underwear and like sits on like one of the beams.
Girl.
And
it's,
like, Is it like seeing like a child who like can't hear and then hears for the first time?
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of those videos. She's
I thought you were gonna say she takes off her underwear and then John's dad comes in and swoops
and carries her to the monument next door. Call the police.
She's
the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower is
I love that we're laughing about the most traumatic event.
Sorry,
in his
John.
Life.
I was fine.
Okay.
It's
fine.
Why he turned to comedy.
Exactly.
Look, we make like a house on fire.
However, Liberty struggled to have a long-distance relationship.
I think it's hard, and I also we're not underestimating the fact that the Statue of Liberty is a French woman.
Well,
like, they're difficult people.
A lot of barriers.
She has an 8-foot-long face, and she turned to chandeliers for comfort.
So do I.
Look.
Hell, we make it work.
It does. You do get to say why the 8-foot-long face whenever things are not going well.
Also, I think more people have been inside the Statue of Liberty than you. I'm just going to say that and guess.
Not me. I can be whoever I want to be with.
We've been inside the Statue of Liberty. I remember we went.
I've never been inside.
First time we were in New York. Because we grew up in St. Louis. First time we were in New York was, we were 21, right?
18.
18 maybe, I can't remember. But we climbed up, the elevator was not working, so we climbed up the steps of the Statue of Liberty.
My God.
All of the flights of stairs. And it was a bit of a spiral staircase as you go up. You are going up for so long. You are just going up and going up and going up and going up. And then you get to the top in the crown, and literally...
Because there's people behind you.
There is nowhere to stand. You just get up to the top, and as you're at the top, you just start going back down.
No.
There was no time to enjoy it.
It
was a nightmare.
And now they don't let people in.
They don't.
Yeah,
of course
I think that's
not.
True.
Sucks.
Right?
Yeah. I really, really want to go inside.
I kind of want to, too.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Being inside was cool, just the way that we had to experience it was not. But, like, being inside of it was actually awesome.
Let me
under
ask the
bars, is it, like, actually, do you see the shape of it?
Yeah, you see like the robe, all of it. It's
really
on the inside.
Let me ask the Sklars.
Can we get them to open it, you guys?
Let me ask the Sklars this.
We'll call.
Okay.
Do you think that I would be able to make it? Because we tried to go inside another monument.
No, no. So we went to, and we were in St.
Louis. I'm not afraid
Louis
to admit this about
in
myself.
December,
we can make
we
fun
were,
of me.
This was great. We were, went up to the Arch. St. Louis Arch has the 630 feet
And I thought
tall.
It was like an elevator.
630 yeah. feet tall, 635 on Tinder. You know, you got
to always
got
to lie just a little bit taller.
And so
the woman who was taking us in said that it was a gateway monument. I don't think she meant to say that.
She meant that it was the gateway to the West.
Yeah,
but we're like, it's a gateway monument.
Yeah,
yeah, like
yeah.
Once you
yeah.
hear, you're
next
like,
thing you know, you're naked, yeah. waking up like in the Space Needle.
Yeah.
Like, how did I get here? But we get into, you get into this tiny egg.
I thought it was an elevator. I thought we were getting into an elevator. And I'm like, I can handle an elevator.
It's an egg with like seats, maybe five seats around. So one in the center and
it
then two on
either side. It is a capsule.
It is a capsule.
No, but it's Serenade. It was designed by S.O. Serenin.
Aero Serenin. And so you kind of go up the side of the arch.
And, you,
it,
let
and
me say
Dan
this.
Got
Hold
in
on.
The
we
elevator.
We get tickets. You go through like almost a TSA level checkpoint mm-hmm. to get into the monument. We get our tickets. We wait in line. We wait in line for like 10, 15 minutes. Then they take you to another place and we watch two like mini movies mm-hmm. that are projected on screens and people are taking pictures of movies. Mm-hmm. It's a drawn out process. Then we wait down another aisle and you stand in front of your designated capsule place where you're supposed to go. I'm still thinking this is an elevator. Exactly. I get claustrophobic, but an elevator, I've watched Die Hard enough. Like, I can get out the top if I have to get out. Mm-hmm. And so we get in. They open up these little deals.
We
walk
go
in, and
sit
you
in.
Are inside a marshmallow. It oh, is God. Like a Tiny. White little, like, egg thing. And we sit down, and
I'll
look
I'll tell you
all
exactly what you said. I know my limits. And he just walked right out.
I go, I'm up. And they're I'm like, Dan, come back. I'm like, guys.
I know who I am. I know who I am.
Knowing that I would just.
It became a Helen
now,
Reddy song.
If it was like. I could have forced myself to do that, but I would have spent the entire thing talking myself out of a panic attack
yeah. oh
and been like, well, I did it, and I avoided a panic attack that I didn't even need to try yes. to engage with. And so
I've done that numerous times. Your panic about it made me panicky throughout the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
And then when I was up there, I was like...
Very acutely aware of...
I was acutely aware that there was nothing underneath me. So yeah. we're in the middle of the arch, like at the top, 630 feet high. And I'm like,
You know.
You just know that there's nothing under... In a building, right. you're like, there's a bunch
and
of...
And there's no way out.
Floor,
so
fine.
Like, if it malfunctioned, until they get up Oof, there to yeah. then lower you back down, you're not getting out of the thing. Yeah. And so I was like, I just... I can't. Yes, I could do it if I needed to do it.
Your anxiety rubbed off on us.
So then I went and watched the old movie again, and it was great.
The Eiffel Tower scares the shit out of me.
I watched a little 4-year-old kid get stuck in a chair. It was beautiful.
I haven't done that. Monuments for me, who cares? You know, I just don't. It's not my.
Is that your thing?
No.
I like national parks.
Yeah.
And I know that falls under national park, but like, I'll go to Monument Valley.
Yeah. Oh, but, of course.
Yes.
But the Washington Monument doesn't.
Oh,
do
look
it for
at the Eiffel
Statue
Tower.
Of Liberty. I just think is fun. Like as a monument, as far as monuments go, it's like got a lot of character, and it's like
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. It's not. Like, it's not so like. Well, it's just it's
feminine.
That's a woman. I think
it's feminine.
That is,
it's a woman. Yeah.
Can I go back a little bit and ask you, Kate, if the BBC, sorry guys.
Yeah.
The BBC thing is. Like the TLC one, like is it?
Oh
kind of dinky?
No, it's
like
it's much better.
Okay. Really,
my secret obsession
by that.
Like that, I like to eat laundry detergent.
Yes,
that's
like or like the guy who like had sex with his car.
Oh yeah,
but he's that. Yes. Yeah,
I just was like so ready for that, and it was very disappointing.
The BBC one is better.
Okay,
because but maybe only because they have an accent and that somehow projects like
intelligence.
It's more legitimate,
more newsworthy.
Like if I heard this woman talking about her relationships with her 24 chandeliers.
Right.
I'd probably be like, maybe there's
and
something
in a British accent.
Quaint. It feels quaint.
And then if you heard in like a Southern accent, like with like, you know, like,
yeah, you'd be like
I get in that bed every night with that chandelier. We roll next around. To that. Get all the jewels. Nope.
Well, her living room, Liberty's living room, is adorned with memorabilia dedicated to the monuments. Who she says she still loves Libby, but the long distance was too hard.
I get it.
I get it too. No matter what the relationship, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Me too.
Have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard. Hard.
2 years. Kinda. I did it for 2 years.
Wow.
I was like, can't. Sorry.
I did it
Liberty
for
said
no. 1 year.
People.
I mean, now you can Skype the Statue of Liberty. I mean, there is
really
a FaceTime scenario, but still.
Randy.
In the torch. Yeah.
It's not the same.
In the torch.
Liberty said people
often. Are you talking to me from Ellis Island right now? What is happening?
Liberty said people can't often can't understand that this is just a natural orientation for me and that I find beauty in objects and can sense their energy. I hope it is like a Horcrux. Quote, I want people to see how happy the chandeliers make me and how much they've enriched my life.
Great.
I'm not hurting anyone by entering into a relationship with them. I'm simply, this is what I love too. And like I said, not everybody in Dumb People Town is bad, but they're always characters. I'm not hurting anyone by entering a relationship with these things. I'm just simply following my heart.
Yeah, I just don't like that the chandelier is a woman.
I don't need you. That's where I draw the line. Why you
can do what you want, but
why you gotta do that? Why you gotta make it that?
I mean, you called it a man's name, Lumiere.
That's what they did in the new Beauty and the Beast. I agree. All right, that's story two.
Story two, down in the books. That was actually a really sweet story. What are we looking at in story
two? God invented Adam and Eve, not Adam and Eve menthols. Like, that would be a shirt that someone who fights, like, objective.
I want to read you. I'm going to read you
this
headline.
It's not Adam and Sconce.
I was trying to think of one. I knew I would start.
Wait, it isn't?
I'll be honest. I haven't been listening this entire time because I've literally been trying to think of an Adam and Eve joke.
That's fine.
That was really. It's not Adam and Eve, it's Adam and then chandelier related, and then you just did it. Just
Adam and Sconce.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read you guys the headline for our third story, but you have to, everyone has to promise me we have to go straight to break because you're going to want to run this.
There's nothing on it.
Okay.
Okay,
here we go.
We're going to go straight to break.
Yep, straight to break after you say this.
Can we decide where we're going to eat during the break?
Yes,
of course.
During the break. I was thinking Lowry's Steakhouse. Okay, good. All right.
Grieving daughter to sprinkle mother's ashes on turkey and pudding for Christmas dinner.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. Okay. This is, we are in segment three of Dumb People Town. We have a live Dumb People Town that is happening this weekend.
Yes, this Sunday.
San Francisco Sketch Comedy Festival.
Oh, very fun. Who are your guests?
Or it's is that our secret? Guest. No, our guest is Scott Thompson. What fun. Better place?
Fun.
Kids in the
That's
hall.
That's so cool.
Major. It's going to be so much fun. So and the major. Night before, you guys are doing a headlining show, and I'm doing a Wahlberg Solution.
You're doing your Wahlberg
with
Solution.
With Scott Adsit, Kevin Pollock.
Beautiful.
Cole Stratton and Kenny Stevenson.
What is a Wahlberg Solution?
So the character that I do, Mark Wahlberg, little peek behind the curtain for anybody who doesn't know, I just come out and I talk like this, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And
we treat
it like politically incorrect. I do a panel discussion with real fucking news topics, and me and my famous friends figure this fucking shit out, dude.
He's in the room.
Dude, you fucking kidding me right now?
That's all we do, bro.
And the only person that will never be on my show ever...
Mark Wahlberg.
Donnie
Wahlberg. His brother. You don't want to let him on because he's going to talk about
Wahlberg. I don't want to give him too much credit.
For me, that's like just pure Departed.
I've given him the fucking house. What else do I need to give this kid?
Don't put a fucking rat on the thing.
Oh, wow.
It's so
good. Right, so, it's so great at Sketchfest because Scott Adsit is being himself. And Kevin Pollock, if he wants to, can be anybody he wants to.
Anyone.
But then other people, like Kenny Stevenson, is going to be Nicolas Cage. And so we have other people be celebrities. And it's real news topics. And we just fucking.
It's so fun.
Super fun.
That's quite an impression.
Oh, thanks.
So check that out. I might fly out.
Come
Do
on.
It. To see
fly
it.
Up.
Oh,
fly
crash
up.
It.
Yeah.
Come fly crash. Up. And then we'll be in at the
want to?
Do it. And
we'll get sushi.
We'll be at the Bell House in New York
doing
shows with our guests are Christina and Corinne from Guys We Fucked. So those guys are our guests on this live Dumb People Town that we're doing on the 25th.
I think that's almost sold out, so we might have to add a second show.
We may add a second show.
Fly out for that, John.
You guys want to fly out for that?
Yep.
Do that.
That's good.
I have a lot of miles.
Yes. We want you to pay for it. By the way, weird thing to brag about.
So many miles.
On just one airline?
No, in fact, I truly don't have so many miles, which is so embarrassing. Because I, for years, didn't have the programs. Because I was like, I can't fucking figure it out.
It's too stressful.
Too much to sign up.
Yeah, I was like, so I have to have a username and a password.
That's too much.
And I was like, I can't. And then just years of wasting, just burning money, just hemorrhaging money.
All right, you guys ready to do this?
Yes.
I've been feeling all the people
John
who are like,
is
please
not.
Get into this headline.
John, how do we get you in the head to do this?
I don't know.
All right, well, you just follow along. You jump in if you want, buddy.
We're going to the Sugarfish on
Ventura. Okay, he's in.
This was sent in by Eric James Hiltner.
What a name.
The Edward James Almost of Hiltners.
At EJH.
You call him Edward James Almost?
Almost.
Wow. Yeah, why not? At EJH _
I almost got it right.
3K.
You almost got it.
Grieving Deborah Parsons will have her mom Doreen for Christmas dinner this year by scattering her ashes on the turkey.
Grieving Deborah Parsons sounds like a rom-com.
That's a huge indie.
Yeah.
Sundance 2021.
They met at a funeral.
Pieces of April.
Katie Holmes?
Yes.
From the people. Patricia Clarkson. From the people who brought you Nebraska, mm-hmm. it's Grieving Deborah Parsons. Mm-hmm. We'll have her mom dream for Christmas dinner this year by scattering her ashes on the turkey and then tucking in. And for dessert, she'll enjoy Christmas pudding with a dusting of her mom's last remains as well.
Okay, first of all, did the mother want this? Because it sounds
That's a great question. I kept wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
Does the person consume me post death?
Yeah, I mean that is it is a very primal thing, mm-hmm. right? Like
I get it.
I don't crave it
personally,
but I can see how the brain could actually want that in a real
way. Well, we'll get there. Deborah, 41, has felt the urge to eat Doreen's ashes since she died in May and has had a small spoonful most days to, quote, feel as close as possible to
this
her.
Is a TLC show.
Grief is so
what was that? A spoonful of mother makes the medicine go down?
Yes, no. That's exactly what it was.
Wait a minute.
No, that's it. That's it. Moving on.
Eating
no, that's
her
it. That's
won't
something
take that. Away your pain, sweetheart.
By the way, I'm going to say that she dreamed of eating her mother's ashes before her mother died.
Yeah, like, maybe.
This is dated way back.
As she faces Christmas without her, the craving becomes even stronger. Quote, it's the only thing that will get me through my first Christmas without my mom, says Deborah. People might think I'm mad or that it's not a very respectful thing to do, but I just can't stop myself. So she's not arguing with anybody who says you shouldn't be doing
it. She's like, I just can't stop.
I can't stop.
I just can't stop myself that is an admission of addiction. Like, like you should be able to stop yourself from everything.
But then she spins it. What are you going to say, Rand?
Well, John, what were we going to say?
Well, I was just going to say this, like, what is the thing about this story that's any different from what's her face?
Chandelier head?
Chandelier girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like if we knew her sexual practices with the chandeliers, if it was like, you know, and every night I, you know,
mount the, yeah. Every night I
then maybe be like, okay. But this, because this involves like the eating of the ashes,
the consuming
like,
of another human being.
That.
Yeah.
But I think this actually might be just another thing where it's like, do what you got to do.
I know, but part
so
of
here,
it, but
I have
feel
so
like,
many questions.
It works.
But would your mom be like, yeah, do it? Because if my energy exists beyond this body form, I'd be like, please, guys, don't eat my ashes. Yes, please don't eat my ashes.
Does it taste good? It can't taste good.
No.
A little chalky.
You'd be surprised.
A little chalky.
Really?
You'd be surprised.
Surprised.
Okay.
All right. I've never tried it, so I'm like literally asking, does it taste good? If it does not taste good, oof. Yes, you have to sprinkle it over
Deborah
turkey
says,
and whatnot.
Quote, I see it as a positive thing.
Hang on a second. Why is someone in England celebrating things? Oh, is it Christmas Day?
Yes.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
I thought it was Thanksgiving.
She says, quote, I see it as a positive thing, allowing her to be close to me and also involving her in the family day. There's a million ways to
put
do that.
Put the urn on the table.
Call
and
it a
do
day.
A toast.
I feel like she can
clink with the urn and there you go.
I feel like she can live on by being in inside of me because she's a part of me and she can breathe through my body. My breath is her breath.
Whoa.
You're her daughter. She's already living
that's
on
hot.
Through you.
Yeah, that is so hot. Oh my God.
In an edible way, that's hot.
Quote, it'll be my first Christmas without her and I want her to be involved and this is the only way that feels right to me. I'd say take a poll. Like ask around. Ask your friends. Like what are some other ways this might feel right?
Leftover mom on Boxing Day?
Mm. That's true.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of her.
Did you put that leftover mom in the...
Her expression is more like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
Wait, is
she's eating the ashes. Yeah. Yes.
She's mixing it in.
What is that? A cup with
like
ashes
a little
in?
Dish that she's poured some of her mom's
it's
ashes
like a mise en
into.
Place dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
she got, I mean, this kind of picture, though, is like she got a chunk of change for this article.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So. Look at her expression. Her expression is like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Excuse me? By the way, she does have. What is she? This Yorkshire pudding right there.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like a traditional English Christmas.
Is that pudding? Is that like
it's
the one
bread.
That's made out of
bread? So it's fat.
Really good.
It's the fat from the turkey.
It's so good.
It is so good.
My mom makes
salty pudding.
Amazing.
Is it savory?
It's bread. It's like puffed up.
It's like a puffed up, like a beautiful roll.
It's gorgeous,
so to speak. But it's a little eggy too. So
let's all talk about food for Kate, who's starving,
so hungry right now. She's fading
like
away.
Man. I've literally only had a tangerine.
What?
And like 2 inches of coffee.
What?
Are we going to get job after this?
After the funeral and cremation, Deborah began to think that what she would do with Doreen's ashes, but rejected the traditional idea of scattering them at a beauty spot that her mom loved. So she knows somewhere her mom would love to have
them. Honor her wishes. That's the best way to.
Oh,
that's the best
this
thing
is making
do.
Me so sad. I'm like,
I know.
It wasn't
I'm
something I ever
about.
Thought about. she said?
Give some placebo ashes to her.
There you go. I decided I wanted to do something with her ashes that would make a difference in how we would remember her. I just don't want to scatter her because that'd feel like throwing her away.
You know, I've heard about, there's a jeweler here in LA who makes jewelry from loved ones' bones.
Oh, really?
And my mother was at a dinner party and was like admiring this woman's necklace and was like, Netflix. I'm having a stroke.
You have some great
Your cue is. Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. And I love what Netflix is suggesting for you.
Yeah.
It says so many great things. I'm sorry.
I'm just really admiring
your Netflix.
But she was admiring the necklace. And this woman was like, it's my mother's collarbone.
Oh. What? Whoa. Wait, but what was the collarbone?
They like take the bones and either gold plate the bones or something.
And then it's like then a chunky piece of jewelry.
Statement. That is a statement necklace.
I mean, I definitely get it. And it is weird. That would have been a totally acceptable thing.
I would
thing
wear your bones.
That's like the most beautiful.
By the way, I would absolutely
wear my bones.
But my fear is just like losing the jewelry.
I know. Could you imagine?
I do that shit all the time.
Me on a plane from Milan to JFK. I left John in the hotel bidet.
Oh, God.
So she didn't want to throw her mom away.
I would love to find out that all the chunky jewelry at Chico's is just people's dead bones. Just bones.
Women who used to shop here 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's just now we've got them all.
2 months later, one of Deborah's two sisters, who are unaware of her unorthodox ritual, delivered her share of the ashes to her home. At first, I kept them in a plastic sandwich bag. That's also not cool.
No.
Yeah.
That seems like way too casual.
Well,
with,
for someone who's so desperate to try and do something meaningful with their mother's ashes, like to keep it in a
Ziploc bag.
What I put in a Ziploc bag is when I make mac and cheese at the house and there's leftover powdered cheese from on top, I put that in a Ziploc bag. I don't put a human being go into a sandwich bag.
Well, is it traditional top or is it the...
the actual zip top.
Yep. Yeah.
Zip top plastic
bags. Because
that
I trust. I mean, you always trust.
You can put pasta sauce in a Ziploc and turn it upside down, and then clip.
You can throw it around the house. Nothing's gonna happen to that.
Yeah. Imagine these sisters. She's like, "Did you read that article about me yet?" No, I haven't. Why? Just check it out.
Just wondering.
Call me after you check it out.
I love that we were giving her a southern accent.
Why not? Then I got a little box from them.
I'm an expatriate. I live in London.
So I could have them on display. Don't matter what I did.
I can't be from Georgia and live in London? Why?
Get that feeling of closeness.
But I like the feeling of soot.
It's so fun out here. All right.
But one day, when she was missing her mom more than usual, Deborah had a moment of inspiration. It's one way to put it.
A spoonful every day.
I don't know what made me do it the first time. It was just an urge. I can't describe it. Then all they wrote in the next line in this article, salty. Then they wrote another line.
What?
I opened the box and licked my fingers and just dipped them into the powder. Before I knew what I was doing, they were in my mouth, and the chalky, salty taste was comforting. I'm sorry if anybody's eating lunch while listening to this or wanting to eat lunch like Kate and listening to
chalky,
it.
Chalky, salty taste.
The hunger's still there, folks.
I felt confused.
I just imagine like bits of her mom around her mouth.
But it gave me solace.
A little bit of your mom's.
Each day, the urge became harder and harder to resist. As Christmas nears, she's planning to take her secret to the next level. Not a secret anymore.
No.
She added, I've been having a little taste most days, sometimes a finger on a spoon.
Yeah, you just take
on my finger or on a spoon. On Christmas gets closer, I feel the urge even more. Christmas is a special time of year, and I
how
want
much
to be
do you get in
the
there? I get a finger and a spoon in there. That's all fit in there. It's terrible.
But I'd like my mom to be a part of the celebration this year, so I'll have her with my Christmas dinner. We will have a place laid for her and a picture of her on the table so she can be with us on that very special day. Stop there.
Yeah,
I know.
That's enough.
Just here's what I would suggest as a compromise is sprinkle a little bit, like truly just a little bit in the champagne.
Oh, that's
there you
lovely.
Go. A little bubbly.
Yeah.
A little bubbly.
A little Christmas champagne.
Yeah. Or snort like a little of your mom with some Coke.
I mean, that happens.
Like a little. Yeah.
Cut her with the powdered cheese powder.
With the cheese powder from my mac and cheese and a little bit of your mom and a little bit of Molly.
Just a tiny little bit and you're going to have a great night.
You're going to connect with your mom in a way that you can't do this. I'm sorry. I would actually be on board with this for this woman if she was an only child.
See, that's why I'm an only child, and I'm kind of like, I get it.
You get it.
Yeah. But with two sisters who don't know you're doing this.
You got to get the sign off from them before you start eating your mom. You got to get
that's
like
a good rule for life, Jason
even just
Clark.
like a group meeting. Text chain. Hey, yeah. I'm doing this. If I don't hear back from you, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And then if you don't respond, then it's kind of on you. Yeah. I'm gonna eat mom. But like you know, you got to jump in on this text chain, or I'm gonna send an email to the three of us. You know, she didn't do that.
No,
it's a surprise to them.
You she definitely has the text. Well, you didn't want to keep her ashes like in the chamber. Mm.
She's ready to go.
Like right, ready to right, fire that right. one.
Off. I'm the one who da da da.
We'll get
right,
out of here
with relation
on
to
this.
A dead mom.
Deborah's fiance, who we have agreed not to name, okay, has supported her through her grief, and they plan to marry next year. I'm lucky that my loved ones understand what I'm doing. Not your sisters, because you haven't told them,
well,
said Deborah. And I know my mom would have been happy for me to do whatever I needed to get over no longer having her in my life.
Now, I mean, everything? That's a little bit everything.
Yeah.
I just realized I have an amazing way to bring this all full circle.
Let's do it.
Please.
So when my house burned down.
Oh, God.
Me. My house burned down.
But I like have never realized how funny the story is. This woman, this like sweet woman from my church, mm-hmm. took me out to like buy. She took me and my sister out separately to buy gifts for people in the family, like to just to like replace the Christmas.
Sure,
gifts.
Super cool.
So sweet. And I bought my mom. This is insane because she was reading this at the time the house burned down. I bought my mom that book, Angela's Ashes.
No!
And I was like 8 years old.
That'll make
like,
anybody
oh,
feel better.
This. And I remember there being some level of like, this is hilarious. Our house is burned down. You're buying me Angela's Ashes. And I like, never understood how funny like, it was.
My mom
but she
also
was like, thank you.
Read Angel's Ashes like,
was huge.
I know. On my mother's nightstand for so long.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
Our mom had that and Clan of the Cave Bear.
Yeah.
That was the other book.
I don't know that.
Pema Chodron.
I remember
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Frank McCourt's appearance on Oprah. That
oh
show
my God.
Was so
oh,
big.
Oh, right. Because was that one of the first like Oprah book club?
Yes,
books?
I think it was.
And the
I think
Poison
it really
of
was.
Bible by Barbara Kingsley.
Yes.
Oh, also Barbarians at the Gate.
Yes.
And Bonfire of the Vanity.
You guys are. My mom. It was just Danielle Steele novels.
Yeah.
That was like all throughout.
A Barbara Kingsolver novel is like, here I am. I'm in New Mexico. I'm in love with this
I
Indian man from the reservation. Yeah. And he's showing me places in my town that I've never seen before. Yes. Let's be in this pueblo, in this home that's
Let's
made
Let's be
out
in
of...
this pueblo together, all of us, guys. Yes.
Can we be
you
in
can't
this?
Burn this pueblo down.
No.
It's made of adobe. That's an amazing
Isn't
story.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I love that.
And I never so realized funny. It was funny until now. I should talk to her and be like, did you guys think it was so funny
yeah.
that I got it?
Did you know that that was the moment I was going to go into comedy?
No, not you. Did you know that at that moment that Randy was going to go into
yes,
comedy?
Yes.
When you bought Angela's Ashes.
No, when he told this story, now I've made the decision to go into comedy.
I think you guys should both go into comedy. I'm not just saying that.
Thank
you. Just based on what you guys did in here today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think about it and you
Either
don't have
go
to.
Go into comedy or go to Nozawa.
Okay.
Guys? All right, we have one more little special thing here before
yeah,
we get
have
out of here.
A we have a yeah. voicemail.
I mean, I do think I am a lover of like sort of the chaotic and
me too.
And you are. Mm-hmm. You love a good chaos
I've
theory.
I've always said there's actually a
I can't
a
hear
pattern.
You. I can't.
Yeah, can you speak up just a little bit? I can't. What?
There's actually a mechanism even behind chaos.
People, oh, wow. You can hear
there's
people looking at their phone.
Yeah. It's too loud right there. Yeah.
Can you tone it down? Just
yeah,
bring
just
it
if we can break, take it back just a notch.
Chaos is a ladder.
You think there's a mechanism behind chaos? A mechanism behind chaos.
I think that even where we don't see design, that chaos is in itself design.
So wait, so you're saying that chaos
guys,
itself has a strong
Could you just, we're over here trying to talk and you guys could just.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand.
We're
there's.
Trying.
I know, but we're trying to have our own conversation.
I
there's a structure behind the chaos.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Is that
just a little
exactly.
bit.
Lower.
It's a chaotic
just
There's a structure.
Would you call it a chaotic structure even though there's
I
structure?
Would and I have in my book.
Okay. What was your book called?
Why Now?
Okay. Pick up the book, Why Now?
Why not?
Along with Angela's Ashes.
Along with Angela's Ashes.
Clan of the K-Bear.
Clan of the K-Bear, Bonfire of the Vanities, all that stuff. No, but I do like a good and we received a chaotic voicemail recently from Chris Christopherson, which for him, again, is like normal. This
yeah, that
is everyday
his
life for
That's
him.
That's his baseline.
And we wanted wow. to play that. We'll play that right now.
Great.
You have one new voice message. Hey, boys. It's me, Chris Christopherson. And, you know, I've been listening to your little radio show that you do on my phone radio. And I think, like, I have a story for you that I think would be very perfect for your show about a dumb person just doing some dumb stuff. So the story goes like this. The year is 1975, and a young man by the name of Chris Christopherson has decided to go down to Mexico to find Jesus. Well, this man, not me, Chris Christopherson, but the person from the story, Chris Christopherson, has decided to go into a large church to find Jesus. But I'll tell you what he did find was a large shipment of bananas. And these bananas had been eaten because an alligator had gotten loose from a zoo, and that alligator's name was Chris Christopherson. And so when the alligator Chris Christopherson ate all those banana peels, all those bananas, the peels went everywhere. And then the person from the story, Chris Christopherson, walked into that church and he slipped and he fell on about 100 different banana peels. The man from the story, Chris Christopherson, fell on the banana peels that the crocodile, Chris Christopherson, had eaten. And that's me, Chris Christopherson, telling you this story for your show. You're welcome. All right, I got to get back to knitting this sweater that I'm making for my dog.
Oh. Wait a second.
Wait
There's
a time.
Actually nothing chaotic about that whatsoever.
No,
it
that,
seemed to
whoa.
Follow suit. Wow. Made a lot of sense. Yeah. It always makes a lot of sense. Guys, thank you for coming on and doing the show.
It was so
what
fun.
A
joy. A
so fun.
What a
Thanks
joy.
For
you
so
revealed so much, John.
Oh, yeah.
I now know so much about
and
you. The
Kate did too with her fires.
Thank you, Anne. I'm an only child.
Yes. An only child who lit fires in stairways. That's just, oh my God.
New York.
Boom.
She's the, that's why I think why we had such, we're so drawn to each other.
You got, sure.
Can
maybe.
I have a new name for your book, your cast
yeah.
book?
Yeah.
The Stairway Arsonist.
That's good. Yeah.
The Rooftop Arsonist or the Stairway
Stairwell Arsonist.
Right after I said why now, I thought Daddy bought a Roomba. I want to start doing Roomba
based
erotic
comedy?
Fan fiction.
Roomba oh. erotic fan fiction?
Like the Roomba came in.
Yeah, and you're like, you know, first like, oh.
And then it gets up on the bed.
Yeah.
Rolls up the side.
Yeah, and you let it happen.
What's it doing? Yeah. What's it doing? Just
I think
let it do.
Yeah. And the woman says to the Roomba, or yeah. the man says to the Roomba, I think you missed a spot. And that's when
oh
it all
God.
Goes.
It's self-docking.
You can get in all the corners, even though it's round.
By the way, I bet it would feel good.
It's digitally mapping the terrain.
Daddy bought a Roomba. Kate Berlant, John Early. Again, for our fans, go check out their Netflix character.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Their character specials are great. And then go to Vimeo. Go to check out
Honey,
555.
Honey, go to Vimeo. $4.
Go to Vimeo. Honey.
And your Tonight Show spot.
Oh, oh yeah, it's so funny.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
And great Pieces stuff. Of April is available for streaming.
Pieces yes. of April available
still.
On Laserdisc.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm streaming it straight from a Laserdisc.
Yeah, you have to call Oliver Platt, and he will send you a copy.
I do want to watch it. I've never seen Pieces of April.
I've seen it. Five easy Pieces of April. All right, guys, that's it. And shit, we got to get back to work.
Good night.
Bye, guys. Thanks.